Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Again, Tom, congratulations on a great win.
Thanks a lot, Schulze.
Looking back at the first goal, Leo Fitzgerald's goal, he's coming in almost 1-on-2, turns it into a 1-on-0. Back to your playing days, do you ever imagine having that speed and those hands and those feet?
No, not at all. What happened there, Schulze, and I know you watched tape a little bit afterwards with me last night too. The defenseman actually, he went to the inside for whatever reason. I think Leo kind of gave him a head fake and probably gave him a little deception, and he went to the inside, and that really opened up that outside hole for Leo.
And the second goal, was that a typical Beaver funnel to the net that Tolvanen ended up knocking right up the slot or not?
No, actually what happened, Miles tried going back door to Brett. Brett Beauvais activated from the point right there on the power play, and he tried going to Brett, was wide open. But Tolvanen read that, and it went off his paddle, and that opened up Dickey. And Dickey was just obviously uncontested right there in the slot.
Your penalty kill has been perfect this season. Tactically, structurally, what are they doing best?
We're pretty good up ice, even though I thought we took a dip up ice last night, Schulze. But again, our structure is pretty good. Our structure is pretty good. And I think our guys, we try to make really good reads on pressure. And even on the big ice right here. So anytime the puck's on the rail, anytime the puck is bouncing, anytime the puck hits the end wall, anytime it hits the sideboards, we want to go an all-out blitz. And our guys are, I think, reacting pretty quick to that. And that's pretty beneficial because you're not giving the attacking team a lot of time and space.
Structurally, is it harder to stay true to that structure on big ice or not?
Yeah, it is, Schulze. The farther you're going, it seems like you're going into no man's land at times. But you just can't worry about it. If you're going to make a mistake, make a mistake on being aggressive. And this is how we play. And I don't want the guys all consumed with big ice versus small ice. We don't play on big ice enough. So I think the biggest thing is just play and don't worry about it. And just make sure we still have support in the middle of the rink with our other guys. And that's kind of how we go into these weekends like that.
Brett Beauvais made a point earlier this week that I thought was interesting. He was talking about the perceived youth of the defensive core. He goes, I'm the veteran. I'm 21 years old. Some of these freshmen are 21 years old. How much of a difference does that make?
I think it makes a difference, Schulze, but I think it's really, it probably holds more true last year that they got a lot of game experience at the college level and a lot of quality minutes, whether it was power play, whether it was penalty kill, whether it was out the last minute when we're up a goal, whether it was out the last minute when we're down a goal. Those guys got that type of experience last year, a lot of them, and I think that really helps, and I think that carries over as well.
As the season has progressed, I don't know if I can put a finger on what it is, but something just looks different about this team. Maybe a little swagger, maybe a little confidence. As the wins keep coming, how much does that grow?
Oh, I hope so, Schulze. Yeah, again, I don't like to talk too much about it because, I mean, it's a long season, and there's going to be highs, there's going to be lows, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. That's just the way it goes. So I think as a coach, you got to keep an even keel. And, I mean, we've only played 3 games, but, you know, we played pretty good in the 3 games. And it's not about the wins and losses. Travis and I were just talking. It's just our guys right now, our execution is pretty darn good.
More on Tom Ceritori when we return to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceritori. You look back at the history of college hockey, Tom, back in the 90s up here in the UP, Lake State, Northern Michigan really had it going. You're friends with Walt Kyle. Heck, you're friends with a lot of D1 hockey coaches. But just looking back at that era, UP hockey was rocking, wasn't it?
Oh, big time. I mean, there was 3 national championships won here in the decade of the 90s. 2 by Lake State, and obviously that team in the early 91 or 92 by Northern. I can't remember what year it was when they beat BU, but they had 3 a decade of the 90s, and Lake State actually won one in 88. So, no, you're exactly right, and they had some great teams, and buildings were full, and it was a neat decade of college hockey. That's when I broke in, and it was a classic kind of hockey at that particular time. Pre-internet, all those types of things, Schulze, I guess is what I'm getting at.
College sports historically have been a copycat league. As those teams were going, did everybody else outside of the UP start looking at what they were doing, who they were recruiting, how they were going about business?
Well, I think yes and no, but we all have our own little niche. We all have our own way of doing something. We all try to figure out, again, what's our business plan? We all got a business model. And we're no different than any other business. We have a business model, and how are we going to be the most successful within our business model? And I think, again, that, you know, those teams of the 90s, those Lake State teams and those Northern teams, they were two of the first teams to take a lot of 20-year-olds, Schultz. They were old. And they said they're going to be old, and that's what they were, and they were hard to play against. And a lot of those guys who are 20-year-olds, it wasn't easy. They were late developers. So they made a living on those types of guys, and they had a lot of success. And obviously, you're exactly right, Schultze. Then a lot of teams, obviously, after that started copycatting.
It was just a flat-out fun time to be a college hockey fan, though, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you're exactly right. Again, pre-internet, the exposure was probably more within your own community. Ticket prices were cheaper. The buildings, they're playing in older buildings. I mean, Northern was playing in Lakeview. Lake Superior State, their renovation in the 96 or 97, whenever, 98, whenever that was. So they had like 2,200 seats. I mean, it's just, they were just basic buildings, basic locker rooms. Schultze, it wasn't about bells. It wasn't about whistles. It wasn't about any of those things. It was about the game. And that was kind of, I guess, what I'm getting at, why it was a pretty special decade.
On to tonight. What changes as far as what do you guys need to do tonight, or what do you need to get better at?
Face-offs is one thing. They took it to us on the dot last night, and especially on the power play, we won 4 and lost 8 on the dot on the power play. So you got to win that tap, and we were under 500 too on the penalty kill on the dot. So we got to be stronger on the dot, and especially those momentum face-offs such as power play, penalty kill. They're so critical. As far as just kind of getting off on the right foot in those particular situations.
I thought it was interesting last night in some of the penalties that were called according to what the refs are supposed to be called. Yeah, they were supposed to be penalties. I didn't hear a peep out of the fans on some of those. The fans are locked in. They certainly know what to expect when they're showing up to the game, aren't they?
Well, absolutely, and those were penalties. Every penalty they called last night was a penalty. And, bottom line is that we're learning as the games are progressing. We're learning as coaches. We're learning as players, and they're learning as referees. And everybody's in this together. And I think the worst thing you can do right now is any coach to start belly aching at the referees or anything like that, because again, they're doing a pretty darn good job, and it's not an easy job. But I really believe in the next month, their job's going to be a lot easier than it has been in the past. Because once you call the standard, you maintain the standard. Hey, the guys are going to adapt. The players will adapt, and they're going to find out that their game is going to be a lot easier to referee. So I'm happy where things are at. And, again, I think those calls were all good calls.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratore, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.